Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. We're talking from the brighter side of the 805 here at the Kim Pagano Show. And today we're going to talk about some of the summer travels and with life-threatening allergies. Sometimes we need to plan for that. I have two boys that actually have EpiPens. And we're going to talk with Dr. Clifford Bassett. And he is the Medical Director of Allergy and Asthma Care of New York. And we're going to find out some tips that we never leave ourselves in a dangerous place or without, directions. So let's welcome him on. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Dr. Clifford Bassett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, and thank you for having me. This is a great topic, and I know that you know a lot about the topic, and we really want to educate people and find some best practices and tips to discuss, particularly during the summer travel season.
Yeah, and let me ask you, what are the most common allergies?
Well, that's a very good question. Medication allergies, food allergies, insect sting allergies, these are all very common. But the most common food allergies in the U.S., particularly in adults and kids, peanuts, tree nuts, cow's milk, egg, shellfish and fish, wheat and soy. And as you already may know, food allergies are on the rise. One out of 13 children in the U.S. now has a food allergy. And so we're discussing preparedness. We're discussing anaphylaxis, a life-threatening potential reaction that's a significant health issue in the United States, increasing food allergies. Peanut allergy has doubled in the last decade or two, I'm sure as you're aware. So it's important to work with an allergist, work with an expert, work with your healthcare provider if you have a child or a family member with a potentially life-threatening allergy. And we're going to discuss some tips today, particularly during the summer travel season.
So let me ask you a question. Why is there all of a sudden so many people that have allergies? I mean, is this something that we're just more recognizing now, or has it always been?
Well, Kim, as you mentioned, we have more questions than answers, and we don't really have the answers. We think hygiene hypothesis may play a role, early sanitation of the environment, over-sanitation, therefore the immune system is looking around for things to do, gets into trouble, very simplistically, and we may be seeing more allergies on the rise, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world. Today, we're focusing a little bit more on life-threatening allergic reactions, anaphylaxis, which can happen within minutes. It can be unpredictable without warning. After the immune system goes into overdrive, mistakenly overreacts to certain allergens, and they may be peanut, they may be shellfish, and the body reacts to trying to fight off the allergen. And there may be different symptoms that occur when you have an allergic reaction, whether it be a child or an adult. And I'm glad that we have the opportunity to discuss this and a few tips to consider, particularly before traveling or back to school this summer.
Wow. Okay, so let me ask you a question. How long do you really have when you have that kind of a reaction to, you know, I had a reaction to a medication, and it was within minutes. I mean, and then, of course, you have to wait for 911 to get there. How much time do you really have?
Well, it's very variable, and reactions may occur. They may occur with just feeling hot and perspired. They may progress. People may have generalized hives, blotchy red rash on their skin, itchiness, and the scary part is the tightness in the throat, difficulty breathing that may ensue when an allergic reaction or anaphylaxis progresses. And my life as an allergist is dedicated to understanding this condition and educating individuals that are at risk, who have family members with food allergies and so forth, so they have the strategies to consider and they can help themselves and their family should a life-threatening allergic reaction occurs. And I want to mention that life-threatening allergic reactions, anaphylaxis, can occur and does occur. And avoidance of allergic triggers is the critical first step to prevent a serious health emergency. And accidental exposure still may happen regardless. And that's why we'll talk today a little bit about preparedness and having an anaphylaxis action plan, being prepared and being proactive. And just being aware of it is not enough, but being prepared is the key here. And the action plan includes avoiding allergens, reading labels, knowing what you're allergic to, carrying an ingredient card with you if you're traveling, knowing what symptoms to watch for, having access to two epinephrine auto-injectors, such as an EpiPen, and, of course, seeking emergency care. And if you're traveling overseas this summer, dialing 911 may not be an option, and it may not be the right number overseas. And traveling, again, with an epinephrine auto-injector, there's a variety of things I want to discuss with you. How to deal with TSA, how to deal with security if you're traveling on a plane. Communication is the key, and planning ahead. If you have an epinephrine auto-injector, as you already probably know, having children with this condition, you need to carry a note from the doctor explaining the severe allergies. Keep it in the original packaging. And again, if you're going through security, communicate with the airline staff, TSA, and let them know. You may need to pre-board, and you need to be aware, especially if you have young children. Allergy-friendly foods is a key. It's a must, particularly for the little ones, because they may be tempted by foods that they should not eat. And then having this chef card may actually need to be translated into a foreign language if you are overseas this summer.
Wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Clifford Bassett. We're talking about allergies, and he is the Medical Director of Allergy and Asthma Care of New York. Why is this your passion? Did you ever have an allergic reaction?
Well, I had cat allergies as a child. Fortunately, I didn't have a food allergy. And I really got a lot of information upon reading, internet, and so forth over the years to become an allergist. And I've dedicated my life to reducing risk, educating people about allergic reactions. As an allergist, I'm an allergy bulldog. A lot of my patients refer to me as that, or an allergy detective. But my job, and the 4,000 allergists in the United States' job, is to mitigate risk, educate people, especially family members that have life-threatening allergies. Food allergies on the rise. It's very important to me, and that's what I do every day. So having strategies, for example, a great app for people's smartphone is My EpiPlan, and this app has travel tips, instruction videos, and helpful reminders for those at risk of life-threatening allergies. And again, when traveling, you're out of your home zone, you're out of your comfort zone. Many people, particularly parents of individuals with food allergies such as yourself, will be less comfortable outside of the home. They're traveling, they're out about, they're in restaurants. You need to know the steps to take if anaphylaxis occurs. Speak to the restaurant, call ahead, have a chef ingredient card with simple, very simple lists of foods that you need to avoid. The key is prevention, and it's important to understand that having an action plan is a strategy that we employ every day, and that's really the core of this theme, is to have tips to consider before you travel and have the very best practices consider as your vacation approaches, particularly this summer.
Dr. Bassett, if you have, say, a peanut allergy, is that something that it's going to grow into milk, eggs? How does it keep going?
Well, having a peanut allergy can be a scary experience because many foods, as you know from the label, say may contain peanuts or may contain nuts. Take it seriously. There have been episodes where people did not pay attention and they were surprised to find even a trace amount of a food allergen like a peanut or a nut can create a source for a food allergic reaction. So it's very important to be a label detective. I spent a lot of time with my patients educating about how to read a label, how to decode food ingredient labels. And again, having this ingredient card if you're traveling this summer, or a chef card if you're eating at a restaurant and about, is a written plan. It's put in writing, so it's a better way to communicate, and it's, again, the key is to be proactive and to understand it's a significant health issue in the United States, and many of the families traveling throughout the country are planning their trips and enjoying their experience with their family. But if they have a child with a potentially life-threatening severe allergy, as you may know, travel dreams can quickly go sour. So the good news is planning, have a memorable vacation, and take the time to be proactive. Check out the EpiPlan app. Another great resource is the EpiPen.com website. It's a tool that people can use to get patient information materials, learn more about the auto-injector, including safety information. But again, talk to your doctor, your healthcare practitioner. If you have a food allergy and you have anaphylaxis, see an allergist, get expert-level care to really identify all of these issues I've mentioned. And the key is being educated but being prepared, because accidents can and will happen.
Right. Dr. Bassett, are you able to use an EpiPen for a medical, if you're allergic to a medication?
Well, as you already know, epinephrine auto-injectors, or EpiPen specifically, is for the emergency treatment of a life-threatening allergic reaction. And the key is to, it's a prescription medication, so anyone trying to understand how to use an auto-injector, discuss it with their doctor. They can also get information at the website, EpiPen.com. But you need to work with your doctor, especially if you have other medical conditions, asthma or other things like that, and your doctor will teach you about how to properly administer the medication, learn when to use it, and I think this action plan is the cornerstone of this whole program, is to provide the best practice to consider for your family member if they have a life-threatening severe allergies this summer or any day this over the course of the year.
Okay. Now, how long do they keep for?
Again, check with your pharmacist, check with the label. You want to read the expiration date. You want to be clear on that, and you want to make sure that at the time of you receiving the medication, you follow the instructions. But again, look at the expiration date, work with your doctor, and make sure that you have two or more epinephrine auto-injectors that's been recommended by national guidelines. And it's very important to understand this is a program, including this action plan, that's put forth to help individuals who have life-threatening allergic reactions. And this is what I do every day as an allergist with food allergies on the rise. People asking more and more questions. They're going to the internet. They're aware of food allergies. Again, the key is to have this action plan in place specifically before you travel this summer, before you leave your home, to be better prepared in case of an allergic reaction.
Right. And again, Dr. Bassett, what are some of the symptoms that people should be looking for?
Well, symptoms vary whether it be a child, adolescent, or adult, and it may vary from person to person. Not every individual will have all symptoms. A very common symptom revolves the skin, having itchiness, having redness, feeling flushed, having hives, and sometimes this may progress to throat tightness, difficulty breathing. Those are scary symptoms known as anaphylactic symptoms, and it's important to understand when you come in contact with an allergen, it may be accidental. The body reacts to trying to fight off the allergen, and in doing that, many of these symptoms might ensue, and the important is it's a significant health issue in the United States, and particularly people may have their guard down where they're traveling over the summer. It's important to be aware of this and have these tips in place, have the best practices in place, and a written action plan so that you can experience a memorable vacation this summer.
No, I totally agree. I think it's all about planning, because you go into a foreign country and you're having a problem, you can't even, understand each other, and how are you going to get the help and medical needs that you need?
That's right. And, check with a travel agent. Many travel agents are very savvy regarding food allergy needs. They help you find a house or hotel, perhaps with a kitchen, that gives you more control over food options and preparation. So no matter where you travel, the key is to learn about your destination so you know how and where to get help if you need it.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. Is EpiPen, when you're injecting it, is there a place on your body that you need to do it, or can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, for instance, the EpiPen auto-injector is meant to be injected into your outer thigh, but I would ask you to speak to your healthcare provider or allergist and go over the specific strategies and using the medication that's right for you. And again, it's very important to have this dialogue and this action plan put together for proper preparedness this summer, every day during the year. And that's very important to have the action plan so that you'd be prepared should a life-threatening reaction occur. Again, it's a significant health issue. Food allergies are on the rise, and people who travel may be facing additional issues as potential life-threatening allergic reactions are out there. We want people to be aware of that. We want people to consider some of these safe practices, work with an allergist, work with your healthcare provider to have the right information, communicate with your airline, hotel, restaurant staff, wherever you're traveling to this summer camp, and make sure you have the right information for a memorable vacation, a memorable summer.
Right. Where do people go for more information? Where do my listeners go?
Well, again, I like the app, My EpiPlan app, which, again, as I mentioned, has travel tips, instructional videos, helpful reminders for those at risk of life-threatening reactions. They can also go to the EpiPen.com website, which also has valuable safety and side effect information regarding the EpiPen auto-injector, as well as patient information materials.
Okay, great. And I have one last question. Is Benadryl the same as an EpiPen?
No. Due to the shortness of the time, I'm going to answer the question very briefly. But any questions regarding medication or treatment, speak with your healthcare professional or your doctor. Epinephrine is a drug. It's in the auto-injector for emergency treatment of life-threatening allergic reactions.
Okay.
And it's very important to understand that first-line treatment for allergic reactions such as anaphylaxis. Review that with your healthcare provider and find out the right treatment for you and make sure he or she is aware of other medications you may be taking, particularly if you have asthma and other conditions as well.
Got it. Okay. This is something that really people need to take very strong and always have an action plan. And I really value what you're talking about, and I'm thank you for being here on the Kim Pagano Show. Dr. Clifford Bassett, where do we find more about you?
I'm an allergist practicing in New York City, and I'm really interested in helping families, especially those that have issues regarding food allergies or allergic reactions. And that's what I love to do every day, is try and understand the issue, educate, and get people prepared for not only during the summer and back to school, but throughout the year.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much again, Dr. Clifford Bassett, and he is the Medical Director, Allergy and Asthma Care of New York. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you so much. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 6th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances by Sgt. Pepper, Usual Suspects, and the Ho-Dads. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we're the brighter side of the 805. And, you know, we always talk about things that can enhance our lives. And today we're talking about what's the perfect size for your family. Of course, you all know I have four children, two boys, two girls. And I purposely wanted a big family. That was what I planned. I actually planned to have a big family. Of course, things went a little bit different than I thought, but today we're going to be talking with Beth Badalino, and we're going to be talking about, you know, the perfect family, the size of the family, only one child or a full house. I'm kind of going through empty nesting now, and so I think that this is something that we could really dive into and talk about. So let's invite Beth on. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. Beth, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So talk to me about what's the perfect size for your family. How many children do you have?
You know what? I have one one baby, and not that that wasn't, you know, we had definitely thought that we would have more, but that wasn't in the cards, and I'm one of those kind of newer moms. My baby's just turned one, and I'm over 40.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, I'm just kind of fitting that kind of what the new persona of the new mom is today.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you're right. Like, you know, I just heard your introduction, and you're absolutely right. You never, you kind of go in marriage thinking this is what I want, and then you end up, you know, with what you have, and you're happy.
Right,
with,
right.
Yeah.
I lost a baby, unfortunately, but I feel like I've been blessed with four others, you know. And so to me, you know, you just, you know, it's funny because one of my daughters just got married. My other one's getting married. And they're like, Mom, when's the right time? I said, there's never right time. You know,
that's,
I mean,
so
you want to, like, have enough money, but there's never enough time. You know, you're not going to, you don't want to strap yourself. But it's about having a good support team.
It truly is. It truly
yeah.
is. And congratulations on the wedding and the upcoming wedding. How fun.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and you and what you do.
Sure. I head up healthywomen.org, which is the leading not-for-profit women's health organization. So we address all women's health from A to Z. All of our information is free. And the important thing is for your audience to know is that it's all medically vetted. So if you're looking for information on how to age well, I encourage your audience to log on to healthywomen.org, your source for women's health information.
Okay.
And I'm also a practicing nurse in maternal fetal medicine. So I'm definitely in the trenches, labor and delivery, postpartum, and nursery.
Oh, wow. So you see it all. Okay.
I see it all.
You see it all. All right. And so I love your website.
Thank you.
Looking on it right now. And so tell us a little bit about, you know, I mean, so did you start this? Is this what you started or?
So I restarted the organization in 1997 with two other partners, and we just celebrated our 25th anniversary last year, which we were really excited about. And we're just kind of continue moving it forward. It was originally created, Healthy Women was originally created by a female OBGYN, Dr. Violet Bonehue, who really felt that all women, no matter what their socioeconomic background was, deserved to be educated and informed on their health care. And during the 80s and late 80s and early 90s, it was all disease-focused, so very encyclopedia. Here's the information on anything from osteoporosis to breast cancer to hormone therapy. But things have shifted, and now people, you know, the way we're getting our information, how we want to receive it, what topics we're looking for, and diseases are now, we're living with these chronic conditions and living well. So it's giving women information in the way that they want to receive it, along with making sure it's medically vetted and additional resources, and that's what we're all about.
Well, I love it, Beth. And, you know, I mean, that's – let me give you a little bit of background about myself, and I love meeting people on air, you know. I'm a hair therapist, and so I've been working with my clients and started a women's support group because I realized that after your kids get older, a lot of women don't really make friends as easy. And so I thought, oh, okay. So I kind of put together this women's support group. I would love to, you know, talk with you more about getting involved,
sure.
Both of us. And then took it, you know, tried to really just enhance people's lives, motivate, and then took it to the radio and started my radio show, and it's been going for about 5 years now.
Well, congratulations. I love
that
story. Thank
you. Yeah, and I'm telling you, you know what, it's all about having your support team. I'm so into that, and really just, and you know, I look at it as the brighter side. We all have, you know, stuff that happens, and I've just really, my whole motto in life is to, you know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on, because there are a lot of other choices, but, you know, it just, that's what's kept me going, so... I would love to, you know, find out more about what you're doing. So let me ask you, I know that you did a lot of surveys and stuff, right? And what
right.
was your key findings?
So we're all about research, and we were really thrilled to partner with Bayer on a survey called Family Size Matters, and then create a program off of that survey. And it's really to help ensure that women who may be done having children talk to their healthcare provider to determine the most appropriate birth control for them. As a women's health advocate, I truly believe in the importance of encouraging women to speak with their healthcare providers about the best choice for their individual needs. And what we found from this survey of 1,000 women, and the age range that we surveyed was between 25 and 45, who are done having children, are in a committed relationship, and are not using permanent birth control. And out of this, out of the 1,000 women, 900 women are currently using some form of birth control. 66% are still using the same birth control that they used prior to their most recent pregnancy, which I thought was very interesting. Because
wow, because
of us,
people
right?
don't know what to do, right?
Right.
Yeah,
that's
they
exactly
just do
it.
What they've been doing instead of, you know, keep checking on their health and... Wow, that's a great
point.
Or
having that conversation with their healthcare provider on what's new in contraception and is, you know, what do you think is right for me? And really having that conversation while you're in there for your annual exam. You know, and that's kind of one of the triggers or one of the items that came out of the survey that healthy women really wanted to wrap our arms around is that there needs to be some awareness that there are contraception options, that women need to have this conversation and make sure they're picking the right contraception that fits their lifestyles right now, not back when they were in college.
Yeah, and not only that is, you know, if you're using the birth control pill, there's still a lot of side effects from that, correct?
There's, you know, there's so many different contraceptions out there right now, and they've been tweaked and modified. So, you know, it all depends on what you're on, what symptoms you're experiencing, and then all it may take is that conversation with your healthcare provider to tweak it a little bit to put you on something different, and then you can be fine.
Right. I do want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking with Beth Badalino, and did I get that right?
Yes. You did.
Okay. And we're talking about really your health care, your personal health care, educating us, most of us women, but, you know, partners, that's what it's all about. And we're talking about what's the perfect size for your family? If you already have your family, then what are you doing for your health? Have you changed anything in your life? Are you keeping up with what's out there so that you can always stay healthy? I know that you have a lot of tips and advice for women to help them determine their family size if they haven't already got there yet, or, you know, if just to kind of extend their life to live healthy, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, we did a survey with Bayer Healthcare, and we found out that out of the 900 women who we surveyed who are currently using temporary birth control, 75% said that they would be very interested in learning about permanent birth control from their healthcare provider. And, you know, 75% out of 900, that's a lot of women that have some, would like to learn and understand what their options are. So I'm really here today to say, you know, use the time when you go in for your annual exam to have that conversation. And you can find some great information on FamilySizeMatters.com or HealthyWomen.org. We provide you with the questions that can help you begin that dialogue. And I think That's a whole crux too, is right when we're in with the healthcare provider, you know, thinking through what questions do I want to ask, how do I begin that conversation, we give you that information, we give you the tools to begin that conversation, which I think can be really helpful sometimes.
Yeah, no, Beth, I'm looking at your website, and, you know, you're very in line with how I think, the negative thoughts, okay, you deserve to be happy. You know, the reducing anxiety. Are those some of the things that women obviously are dealing with? Because, you know, you hear about it on the inside track. I hear about it on the outside track.
Of course, yeah. And it's all from ages. We look at it from ages and stages. So I think each age and stage of your life, there's different stressors, there's different anxieties, and giving you some of those tools to help you kind of bridge over, I think is really important. And we definitely hear that from our audience. We're constantly, you know, doing surveys and polls and getting, you know, input from her, as well as working with the healthcare professional market, because that audience is, you know, they're also, for the most part, the nurses and nurse practitioners are females too, and they need the support. They're consumers as well. So it's just making sure that we give people the tools that they need to manage their health care and their lifestyles in the best way that they can.
You know, it's interesting. I have a male gynecologist, and but there are times that I think he doesn't know what I'm thinking, you know. And so, I mean, I think it's important to find somebody, you know, and even though he's been with me for all my children, and I really think he's great. You have to find somebody that really can relate to you. It's almost, you know, I tell people that as a hair therapist, I want to be able to connect with you so that I can help you and, you know, kind of go on your terms and both, you know, be able to do it. That's why I actually do hair therapy. I talk to you before I just give you what you need. And that's the same kind of thing, is people come in and I kind of use the doctor as an example. You wouldn't say, you know, okay, so what are we going to do today?
Right.
No, you know, you have to, yeah, and I really think that people need to write down their questions for their doctors, because you go in there and you forget. It's kind of like you go to the dentist and you don't have a toothache anymore. So
you do. So use that time in the waiting room to write down your questions, but I would love it if people would go on to our website or FamilySizeMatters.com and kind of print out the questions, because I think contraception, understanding contraception options today, there's so many of them, where you are at within your current life, you know, are
right.
You done?
I love what you said, age or stage, right?
Age or stage, right? And
yeah.
Then, like you said, you are done. You have four beautiful, healthy children. You're done. Have that conversation with your healthcare provider and find out what options are available and what makes the most sense for you at this stage of the game.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason why you still have to be on the same birth control that you were on when you were in college.
I love it. And now let
me
ask you a question, just so people can find out more about you. Where do they find you?
HealthyWomen.org.
Okay. And now, you know, I just want to tell everybody, this is not for somebody who's just going to have kids. This is, I mean, like, I'm going to use that age and whatever age and whatever stage you are, because there's so many empowering things here on this website. So thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. And I would love to talk more about your support group and how we can help you.
Yeah, I would love to do that. You know, if you could go on the Kim Pagano Show Facebook and become a friend of ours, and I would love to get in touch with you.
Great. And do you have my contact information so you can?
No, but you know what? If you could just stay on for a second, we'll
get
that
definitely,
from you.
So we can
get
that.
Okay, very good.
Perfect.
We are going to take a really quick break. What a great conversation. And, you know, it's all about really staying informed and empowered, and that's what this is all about. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 6th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em poker tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances by Sgt. Pepper, Usual Suspects, and the Ho-Dads. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center. To purchase tickets, visit www.camarillochilicookoff.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451. Or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451. 51 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
We talk about the brighter side of the 805 right now, but we are talking about something that is near and dear to my heart. This is a campaign that is coming to us because, gosh, I tell you, you know, if we can just start getting the message out right now to our youths that are smoking, smoking. It's such a bad habit. And there's so many people that, you know, that actually don't have a problem with this, but I actually do. So I'm excited. I'm going to be talking with Chelsea and Patricia, and we're going to be talking a little bit about how we can stop our youth from smoking and preventing them. So I'd love to welcome them on. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. All right, Chelsea and Patricia, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning, Kim.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and who you are and your journey.
So we are thetruth.com. What we are is we are one of the nation's largest youth smoking prevention campaigns. So we're out traveling with a few different music festivals across the country, and we're speaking to teens about the effects of tobacco, because one in three youth smokers will eventually die from a tobacco-related illness if they continue smoking into adulthood. So we're talking to them, trying to get them before they even start.
Wow. It's interesting because at the same time, this is such a serious thing, and kids think that they're indispensable and that there's, you know, oh, it's never going to happen to me. And I just think it's such a serious problem. Now, tell us a little bit about the background of the Truth campaign.
Sure. We've been around since the year 2000. And basically, our mission is to keep young people from ever starting to smoke in the first place. And what makes our campaign kind of unique and different is we never talk down to teenagers and young people. What we really do is give them facts and information about the marketing tactics of the tobacco industry, about the health and social consequences of tobacco use. We give them straight facts and information, and then what we try to do is get them to talk amongst themselves, share the information with their peers, and make informed choices about whether or not to use tobacco products.
And now where is the campaign? Where are you traveling through?
Well, our foundation that runs the campaign is actually based in Washington, D.C. But every summer, touring is a huge part of what we do. It's a huge part of our outreach strategy because it really allows us to reach kids across a broad swath of the country, but reach them on the ground in environments where they already are, things like music and sporting events. So really what our summer touring schedule is really a three-month effort. We start in early June, and we'll go all the way through the end of August. And we're all kinds of tours, music festivals like the Vans Warped Tour and the Mayhem Festival, surfing championships. We go to Six Flags amusement parks. Basically, we go to places where teenagers gather among their friends.
Wow. Well, okay. And let me ask you a question. If you can get them before they're 18, is that or is it starting before that?
Well, we try to get the youth before the age of 18 generally, because 86% of adult smokers start smoking by the age of 18, and 93% of them start before 20. So we're out there trying to get the youth before they even start. But what we've noticed is that some of them have even started a little bit later into their early 20s. So we try to generally get people between the ages of 12 and 21 before they even start.
Wow. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, I'm so glad that you're here and starting your day in a positive way. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're speaking with Chelsea, is it Warnicki?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and Patricia McLaughlin?
McLaughlin.
Okay. And how are you both involved in it? Do you have a journey? Is there a passion behind this?
Oh, absolutely. So I am, this is my second year touring with Truth on the Vans Warped Tour as a writer. And this has always been something that's been very close to me. My mother used to smoke when I was very young. And when I was 5 or 6 years old, I remember seeing her smoking in the garage. And even then, I knew it was something I didn't want her to do, because at such a young age, I knew it wasn't good for her. And I used to climb to the top of the fridge and hide her cigarettes or throw them out. And she would get so mad at me. But since then, she stopped smoking. And, you know, it's just not, it's something I don't want anyone to have to deal with in their lifetime.
Right. Okay. And was that Chelsea?
Yes.
Okay. Patricia?
Sure. I work on the communication side and public education side of what Legacy and the Truth Campaign do. And so really, I get to talk about all the great things that Chelsea and her crew of tour riders do every summer. For me, I mean, I've always been passionate about certain causes, and this has certainly been one of them. Tobacco use has had a big impact in my family. I've had several aunts and uncles die from tobacco-related diseases. I have friends who have struggled with addictions and are still struggling with tobacco addiction. So I've seen this up close and personal, and it's definitely something that I feel like it's solvable. It's preventable. You know, I really want to help people not suffer the devastating effects of what I've seen friends and family have to suffer.
Right. And I think that, you know, and one, I want to thank both of you because what an amazing message. I have four children myself, and, you know, I have never smoked. It just wasn't something that I enjoyed or ever even, you know, even the smell kind of made me, you know, nauseous. So I'm behind you on that. And I have lost a lot of relatives due to smoking, which I'm sure when they started, that wasn't their impact of what they thought would happen. And what kind of messages are you getting from the teens?
And we're getting a lot of positive feedback. There are a lot of teens that come back every single year, and they're like, I remember you, and I remember, you know, the gear that you gave me, because everyone that talks to us gets a free piece of gear that has a different tobacco fact on it. So not only do they remember the great time they had with us throughout the day, but they're also being informed about the effects of tobacco. And generally, they're talking to their friends about it, and the message is spreading.
When you see a gear, what are they getting?
They're getting free T-shirts, hats, sunglasses. So almost everyone that interacts with us gets something for free. And like I said, everything has a different tobacco fact written on it. So they're having that memory as well as being informed.
What is one of the tobacco facts?
Well, we have this T-shirt that says Killa on it with a bunch of different candy on the inside. And the fact that's written on the tag of that shirt says every cigarette a man smokes takes 11 minutes off his life. So that's over 3 hours in one pack.
Oh, my gosh. That is such a statement. Wow. What are some of the other ones that, I mean, wow, that's huge.
Yeah, that's just one of them. We have tons of different shirts. Last year we gave out bags as well as different things. They all have just different, really impacting facts. There's one where I believe our fact, the hat, says has all these different little birds on it that are called kestrels. And the tobacco industry came up with this marketing plan. They named the plan Kestrel, but a kestrel is actually a bird that preys on small rodents. So it's, you know, it's kind of fishy, the things they name their...
No, I love it. Who are some of your sponsors? Who is backing your campaign here?
Well, really what we do is we align ourselves with kind of like-minded organizations and companies. And so one of the reasons we've been traveling with the Vans Warped Tour for years is that their audience is our audience. It's teenagers. It's a lot of people that may be at risk of different health issues and things like that. So we pick every summer when we're doing music and sporting festivals and events like this, we really look at what are the audience, who's going to come out to these kind of events, because we really want to hit the 12 to 24-year-old age range. And these are where these folks naturally gather. We want to be on the ground where they are.
Right. I mean, wow. Great job, ladies, I have to tell you. Let me ask you a question. When you are on tour, well, first of all, where is your next tour?
Our next tour? Well, we have a few different tours going on. Me specifically, I'm on the Vans Warped Tour. Today we're in Atlanta, Georgia, but tomorrow we're going to be in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay. I think you were out in Ventura a couple weeks ago. Was that correct?
Yeah, that is right.
Yeah, my kids all go to that. Yep, and I do help support that. And now let me ask you, when you talk to them, do you feel like it's a sincere thing that the kids are saying?
Absolutely. So we have very personal conversations with a lot of the teens that come out. They tell us their stories, whether it's personal to them or their friends or their family. And they tend to open up to us a lot about the effects that tobacco has had on their life or their friends' lives. And they seem to be, you know, have a very positive, you know, reaction to what we're doing. And a lot of them come back every year because they're so excited. They remember us. They remember what we did. They remember what they learned. So it's been very good. We get a lot of positive feedback from everyone.
That's great. Now, do you talk about drugs at the same time, or are you just concentrated on strictly cigarettes?
Yeah, our mission is really tobacco products, and that's a daunting mission in itself. You know, there's always new products coming on the market, things like e-cigarettes, little cigars, cigarillos. The tobacco industry, you know, they're smart marketers. They've been doing this for a long time very effectively, so they're always trying to find new ways to reach teens. So really, we have to be vigilant about this one issue.
So let me ask you, now that you brought that up, e-cigarettes, what's your thought and what's your background on that?
Sure. Well, our organization as a foundation, I think a lot of people are wrestling with the issue of e-cigarettes and public health. These products have been around less than 10 years, so we really don't know the long-term health impact of what they do. They have shown promise as a potential quitting aid. Some people are using e-cigarettes instead to try to get off tobacco products, traditional tobacco products. But really, we don't know the long-term health effects. There's no common manufacturing standards for these products. They're not regulated yet by the FDA. So really what we think people have to be very cautious about using these kind of products. And really, they become increasingly popular. The last 2 years that data was available for teen usage of these products, usage of e-cigarettes more than doubled. And so really, they're becoming much more pervasive in popular culture. You'll see celebrities endorsing these products. And so it's a concern. It's a concern that we're looking at very closely.
Right. Now, you see them pretty much everywhere now. And I think that's almost kind of rude. Here we just got through, you know, having people not smoke in the public, and now they have their e-cigarettes. And for some reason, they think that it's not really a problem. It's not real smoke. But it really is, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, you know, there's some tenets that we hold to when it comes to e-cigarettes. We absolutely think they should not be marketed to children. And we absolutely think that they should not interfere with current clean indoor air laws. And so in the absence of federal regulation, a lot of states have already taken their own action. A lot of states across the country have banned selling them to minors. A lot of municipalities have also endorsed their own clean air legislation around e-cigarettes. So it varies considerably from community to community.
Right. Now, what about all the hookah bars? Is that another concern of yours?
Yeah, hookah is really popular with young people right now. And, I mean, this is a product that's been around for a long time. It's a centuries-old form of tobacco use, really. Some people call it water pipe. Other people call it shisha or hubble bubble, all that kind of thing. And it's usually smoked in a group setting. A lot of times you'll see establishments such as hookah bars that market specifically to this audience. But a lot of people don't understand is that hookah definitely has harmful health effects. During a typical 45-minute session of hookah, a person may inhale as much smoke as smoking 100 cigarettes or more. I tell people that statistic and they just don't believe it. A lot of people, yeah, there's this myth that it's a healthful alternative, and it's really not.
Very, very unbelievable. I'm so glad that we talked. First of all, where's the next one that's going to be closer to the 805 area?
Well, unfortunately, we were in California most of June. We love coming to California. We always get a terrific reception at the tour stops. We were in L.A. earlier this summer. We were in San Diego. We were in the Bay Area. We were up north of Sacramento. And we were, of course, in Ventura in June. So most of our California stops happened earlier. We are actually going to be at the U.S. Open of Surfing.
Okay, great.
Yep, that's in Huntington Beach, and that's next week.
Yeah, that's right here. Yep. I have tons of people that I can get down there. Okay, great. When is that one?
That runs next week. I believe it's the 27th.
Okay.
Sunday the 27th, and then it goes through the weekend. We were also at a lot of Six Flags amusement parks in Southern California earlier this summer.
So you've already been there.
Yeah,
okay.
We track a broad swath of California.
Wow. You know what? I would love to be a part of your message. And where do we find out more about this?
You can always go to our website, www.thetruth.com, or you can always find us on Facebook. We're called Truth, as well as Twitter or Instagram at Truth Orange.
Can I ask you ladies a question? Could you go to my Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, and friend us? But also, could you put one of the facts on there so that I can share that with my listeners? I think it's such a prevalent thing, and having four children and watching, you know, so many of us, it's a fight against the products, and it's a fight against our life. And so I love what you guys are doing.
Yeah, we can absolutely do that. Thank you so much.
And we really appreciate that endorsement.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I it's so important if we want our future and to educate our young people, we have to stand together. So I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
All right. We are just going to wrap this up right now. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Kim.
You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 6th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances by Sgt. Pepper, Usual Suspects, and the Ho-Dads. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center. To purchase tickets, visit www.camarillochilicookoff.com.